The Greek economy appears to be slowly emerging from 6 years of recession, but unemployment remains stubbornly high. Many Greeks are trying to create their own jobs by forming startups. There are 9 times more Greek startups now than there were in 2010, and one promising area is agricultural innovation. Reporter Joanna Kakissis visited one young entrepreneur in southern Greece who is trying to do just that.
Most mornings, Sotiris Limberopoulos forages for wild greens along the craggy coastline of the western Peloponnese. Today, he's harvesting a plant with thick leaves called krithamos.
So this particular green, what's it used in?
We mainly use it in salads.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like krithamos. Taste it and see what it tastes like.
It's very salty and a little bitter, but very, very fresh. I like it.
In his shorts and straw hat, Limberopoulos hardly looks like a poster boy for Greece's startup culture. But the 35-year-old economist saw opportunity in the fields of the Peloponnese, where he spent summer vacations at his father's ancestral village of Arachis.
People here, the food that they're eating, it's much better than the food that the very rich people in Athens eat. And I was thinking that this is irrational. So I thought, why I don't take this food that is great and never goes to Athens and sell it to people that they want to pay something more for their food.
So 4 years ago, Limberopoulos left a job in logistics in Athens to move to Rachis. He opened a food service called Radiki, which means chicory in Greek. And he became a kind of food broker, finding the region's best wild greens, truffles, and cultivated produce.
I started with nothing. I had only a bag and a knife.
He started selling sea greens to fancy restaurants in Athens. Soon he was flooded with orders for high-quality produce from the region. So he partnered with local farmers like Ilias Smirlis, who runs a small family farm outside Kalamata.
Οι γονείς μου καλλιεργούσαν δύο είδη.
Smirlis explains that his parents cultivated just 2 types of greens for half a century. He now grows 40 kinds of fruits and vegetables. That variety helped him avoid a death trap for Greek farmers, many of whom planted only a few crops based on European Union subsidies. But Smirlis says he never sold his produce outside the western Peloponnese until he met Limberopoulos. The demand for excellent products will always be there, he says, but you have to find the market to sell them. The specialty food sector desperately needs entrepreneurs who can do just that, but few urbanized Greeks want to move to rural areas where there's still a shortage of housing, infrastructure, and amenities. But Limberopoulos says he's happy he relocated to Rachis, despite the challenges.
In Greece, we don't have a strategy. Okay, we have the best product, but we don't have a strategy. The other problem is that people that they do exceptional things, they don't get help. In Greece, you're doing something very, very good, and nobody helps you.
So like many entrepreneurs in post-austerity Greece, he's got to help himself. And so far, he has. Radiki has expanded and now exports products from the Peloponnese to Paris and London. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.